Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Happy to be here on a Wednesday, getting you ready for baseball on Friday. Do some Packers chatter a little bit later on, but it's the hype leading into the NLCS. It is exciting. I was over at Menards today, and I'd been out shopping around. If you follow the program, we got a new house and putting some new things in the house. And so I was over at Menards today. And I've said this before, it's kind of like that State Farm or Allstate commercial, I can't remember which one it was, where they're walking around going, hey, go Bluebirds! I'm walking out, all I hear is across the parking lot, unit, go Brewers! So go Brewers! Walk into Quick Trip today, going in to get the ham and egg sandwich this morning and one of those big Arizona teas, the sweet teas, love those things. Go Brewers! How about those Brewers? People are talking, it's a fever, man. It's a fever. It's exciting right now. And it has taken our attention away from Green Bay, which has been somewhat problematic. And we'll get back into that discussion a little bit later. But I'm telling you, I watched last night the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And Boston's clearly been the better team since game one, culminated. And Boston, even though last night Kimbrel, I thought he might blow this thing. And the Yankees gave it a valiant effort. The Yankees just ended up falling short. So, Boston and Houston, big markets, big wins. Boston and Houston in the ALCS, big market, big wins. The LA Dodgers. And then there's the smallest media market in all of baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers. So, it sets up as the David and Goliath, should this happen to culminate and the Brewers get the win and move on to the World Series. Here's my question, and I'm just going to ask you this. How confident are you the Brewers are going to the World Series? That's it. I mean, it's a very simple question. I had in the last 24 hours probably, I did some stuff in Pharrell on a Bench the other night on CBS Sports Radio nationally, and I also did some stuff on a station out in L.A., I did some stuff on a station in Houston. I was on a station in Phoenix. And then I've got some friends of mine that are just calling from different parts of the country, guys I played ball with, guys that I went to college with, just friends of mine. And they're all calling. They're saying the same thing. So do you really believe in this Brewers team? Can this Brewers team win? And my question is always, why not? What leads you to believe they can't? And they said, well, they don't have that starting pitch. And I said, well, wait a minute. I understand what you're saying because it's non-traditional. And I said, and I was right there with you. But here's my question. They have the best record in the National League. Why do you believe that this is a gimmick? That they can't do this? Why? Well, and I'm like, give me a legitimate reason as to why. Because they've been doing it all season long. If you get four innings out of Chacin and turn it over to the bullpen, more power to you. And I said, specifically now, when you go two, and then you got an off day, and then you go three, and then you got an off day, and then you go two. Why can't they do it? I don't understand that. The best record in the National League, the fifth best record overall in all of baseball, four wins better than the LA Dodgers. Tell me why they can't do it. What would lead you to believe that they can't? Now, I'm not saying they will, but don't tell me it's just because of pitching. The only way that this team beats the Dodgers is if they hit better with runners in scoring position. The only way they beat the Dodgers, because I can believe they can get outs, is if somebody stumbles and stumbles badly. If you've got, say, Josh Hader, suddenly just can't throw strikes and can't get outs, and that's one of your go-to guys. If your mainstays perform the way they've been performing, I'm not even saying that you have to have suddenly Ryan Braun hit 395, or you have to have Travis Shaw hit 350 for the remainder, or Eric Kratz has got to give you five dingers or something. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is if everybody keeps doing what they're doing, they're going to win. I believe it. Now, will it happen? We'll wait and see. Because the Dodgers are a hell of a team. We went through their statistics yesterday. We went through their postseason statistics yesterday. The whole thing with Yasiel Puig, well, we're going to get through Milwaukee, whatever. Take a listen to what Yasiel Puig said, just so you get a point of reference here.
Said you were coming to Atlanta, and you were going to win this thing to actually deliver. How are we feeling now?
Everybody feel good. Atlanta is a good team and play good. myself said that we're coming for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Now we beat Atlanta, and now we're going for Milwaukee. Milwaukee is chilling at home waiting for us because he beat Colorado soon. Okay, three now, yeah. Eight more to go. Four with Milwaukee. We're going to beat Milwaukee too, four games, and the World Series again. But this time we're going to win it. Like I said, Dodgers going to win 2018. It's super cool, eh?
Woo!
How you feel, baby?
Feels nice, yeah.
Do this thing two more times to him. Two more times. Milwaukee and the World Series. I see you soon, baby.
So there you go. Yasiel Puig, we're going to go beat Milwaukee in four. Milwaukee, then the World Series. Okay. The only thing I can say is, Brewers fans, you can make it as hard as you want on the LA Dodgers and specifically Yasiel Puig. It's up to the Brewers fans to make that place so loud and so boisterous and so electrically charged with enthusiasm and Dodger negativity, if you will. That's up to you. The players go play. I mean, I'm sure when Craig Counsell said we have more celebrating to do, I'm sure the Cubs put that on their bulletin board. They took it as, hey, this guy thinks that he's going to beat us. And that's exactly what he meant. Remember when Jeremy Jeffress was on this program and said, bring on the Cubs. We want them. Bring on the Cubs. I'm sure they put that on their bulletin board. I'm sure they played that in their clubhouse. So to the guys in the clubhouse, it's go do business. That's it. Go do business. You've had a couple of days to get rest. You had some time with your families. You got a chance to get a good workout in. You're starting to get the brighter spotlight on you. More and more cameras are showing up at Miller Park. It's a little bit different, but go do what you do. And can they win? Hell yeah, they can win. But what leads you to believe that they can't win? Don't be the Alex Rodriguez's of the world or the Big Hurts of the world. Because they proved their ignorance at the beginning of the NLDS. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by Cousins and our friends over at Cousins Subs. They know to do better. They always do better. You better believe that, because if you're craving Wisconsin, they got it going on for you. They've got to today, right now, the Wisconsin steak and brat or the Wisconsin brat and bacon on pretzel bread. Both made to order, hot off the grill, good stuff. Features Wisconsin's own Johnsonville brat slices, cheddar cheese, made right here in the Dairy State. It's a match made in sub heaven. Go to CousinsSubs.com or just stop into the store. Just stop into the store. They're for a limited time. Go in, grab it up, grub it up. Good stuff from Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Conrad listening to us in Madison. Conrad, how you doing today, man? How are we looking?
Hey, I'm doing good, and I think we're looking really good in this thing. The only way that the Brewers just lay an egg is if the Brewers that we know, every time we sit down and watch a team that hasn't lost in 10-plus games, another team ends up showing up, a team that just strikes out every at-bat, a team that every pitch thrown is a meatball that's getting hit out of the park. I mean, if that team shows up, they're going to get beat. I just don't see that team. I see a team loaded full of experience and youth. It's in like one and one. I mean, you've got such a great mix of talent all across the board. And I'm not just saying that as a fan. I'm saying that as an observer of the National League champions that won the most games. Like, they won the most games, and they took the driver's seat to get into the playoffs, and they did that by being the team that they were. I'm still saying right now, do we not think that the Cubs were probably of the best teams when we were getting ready to get into the playoffs? The Cubs were like, they were loaded, they were ready to take this thing. And if anyone was going to match up, if the national pundits were going to match up Cubs versus Dodgers, I guarantee you 9 out of 10 guys were going to say, I think the Cubs, with their experience, they're just going to take it. The Dodgers have lost every other time. We're going Cubs. We beat the Cubs!
Right. No, I completely agree.
There,
I completely
took care of them.
Yep. No, I appreciate the phone call. Look at it this way. They beat the Cubs 3-1. They then beat the Rockies 3-2, 4-0, 6-0. In the last four games, they've given up 3 runs. They've had 4 days off. They're getting ready to take on the Dodgers. Dodgers pitching staff, very, very good, as we all know. They can do some damage. Brewers coming up Friday night, 7:09 Central Time, first pitch, 3:09 Central Time for Miller Park on Saturday. But that pitching staff has been solid. The only thing that could derail this, the only thing, in my opinion, provided everybody is healthy, okay? Now, obviously, injuries are the X factor. The only thing that can derail this, I'll tell you what it is, coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
To the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hopefully you are enjoying your day. Good Wednesday to you. So, before we went to break, we were talking Brewers baseball, and I said there's one thing that could derail this team. And this is what I believe. The only thing that could derail this team, in my opinion, would be this break. That's it. I look at this team and I think they were just kind of rolling. It was almost methodical. They're just moving on. Next game, next. You know, that type of thing. And I the only thing that I think could derail this whole thing is if the break just took them out of their rhythm. That's it. Nothing more. Just the break took them out of their rhythm. I just believe that this team's a good team. I believe that they were kind of firing on all cylinders before the break. I think they can get this job done. I really do. I think they can get it done. I'm excited. I'm excited to see it all culminate. But I'm thinking the only thing that's going to slow this team down right now is going to be the break, just to take them out of their rhythm. You know, we always talk about it. Athletes are creatures of habit. You know, if you're going to take an athlete out of his rhythm, you're taking him out of his habit. And I don't want to see that happen. But other than that, I think this team's going to win. I think they've got the ability to win. I think they can win. I'm excited. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you, so give me your thoughts. How confident are you that this Brewers team is going to win? It's that simple. Or do you think that this is not the Brewers from years ago, that this is going to be a tough haul? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Brian. Brian, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill, great show as always.
Thank you.
You keep the therapy bill down.
Okay.
My question, couple comments I have real quick is, one, I think the Brewers are going to just have to be themselves. Don't go out and try to do what you're not capable of doing. Just be yourself, what they've done the last maybe 6 weeks. I think the key is that what you said about runners in scoring position. But I think, remember, the Brewers won 3 out of 7 of them during the series. Remember, that was without Scope. That was without Moustakas. That was without Shaw at second base. Arcia was in the minor leagues. Knebel was in the minor leagues. This team was a different team the last 6 weeks. And they have to win to win. And what I mean by that, they can't expect to get that break call from the ump. They can't expect to get that third call strike. They have to be aggressive. They have to be assertive. And one key thing, I think, is they have to make those Dodger pitchers work the count. If you hack off in the first pitch and you're popping up, and, you know, after the third inning, Kershaw's only pitched 20 pitches, you're playing right into their hands, getting Jensen in the game leading it. Make them work that count. And they're capable. And they've showed that the last maybe 2 months with all the walks they've been getting. And that's just Yelich walking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of players have been walking lately, much more than they did last year. And I think if they just take a deep breath, calm down, they may have the advantage in pitching. But I think the Brewers may have, if not equal, may have a slight edge in hitting. They just got to be patient and do what they do. And all these pundits, excluding Goon Rodriguez, saying the Rockies still had the advantage when they were down 0-2. I hope he eats his words. But I just think just be yourself. Nobody wants the smaller market in there. I own a limo service, and I had taken some of the Rockies from the Hilton downtown where they were staying to the game. And a couple of the guys in the car were telling me they don't want us in there. They don't want the Brewers in there. They want the Dodgers against whoever in the American League. And that's sad that it's come to that where it's all about the money. But I really believe there's something special about this Brewers team. They seem to get the right bounce at the right time, the right pitch. Council's doing an amazing job with the rotation of pitchers. And if you look in the bullpen, they didn't have Soria. They didn't have a Cedeno. These are players that weren't even on the roster back when they played the Dodgers right after the All-Star break. And don't forget, Yelich went on a monster tear right after the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is mute. And I think the Brewers, if they just do what they've been doing, don't try to do something different. Don't try to be different. Just do what you do. And I think they can win. I really believe that they may bring a new epic to baseball with this baseball pitching relief, mixing up and not having the standard starting pitcher going 6 innings. I think they have a legitimate shot more than probably they had in 2011.
I think because I appreciate the phone call. That's a great question. Is this team better, or does this team have a more legitimate shot at getting to a World Series than the 2011 team? Boy, that's something to think about. Hey, by the way, in case you didn't know, the Brewers have won the Central Division Championship. To commemorate the historic event, BigTimeBats.com. They're offering the officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat. Now, it's 35 inches. I used to hit with a 36, not with a 35. But that's okay, because you're not going to use it to hit with anyway. It's going to have a facsimile of signatures of the historic Brewers roster with the Brewers logo and the words 2018 Central Division Champions on it. The bat, limited to 5,000 bats, sells for $129.95. Go to BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com right now in order. Don't delay. They always say that. Don't delay. As if you're going to delay, and it's by the time you go there in 82 seconds, it's gone. Get your piece of Brewers history right now. Call them, 866-280-BATS. 866-280-BATS, or just go to BigTimeBats.com and see the exclusive bat sets at BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Call them 866-280-BATS. Trademarks and logos used with the permission of Major League Baseball. Back to the phone calls. Talk to Tom in West Dallas. Tom, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Hey, Bill. The way I look at it for the Brewers, I says the only way they can lose is if they beat themselves. I really like the structure of the team. One thing is, I think the person who is going to get this team together and wants it more like a Nigel Morgan is Eric Kratz. I says there's a catcher who found a fountain of youth where he knows this is his time for him to make a move, and he wants it. And if he can get the other team, the younger team, to go around him, I think it's going to be a big plus. One other key, I was wondering, do you know if they're going to be using Freddy Peralta in this series at all?
Don't know. We're waiting to find out what the final roster is going to be for the NLCS.
Mm-hmm,
we have not gotten to that roster point yet.
It'll be kind of interesting because it's going to be interesting because I know they didn't use them over in the Colorado series.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if they're going to be using them for there. So
we will see. All right.
Yeah, it's. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 888-760-3648. If you want to chime in, do it. Let's go to Jesse listening to us in Jackson. Jesse, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Hey, man. I first want to send out an apology to Craig Council. Remember, in September, I was all bent out of shape. So
right.
I just want to say to him, if he doesn't win Manager of the Year, Major League Baseball is really screwed up. And if Stern doesn't win GM of the Year, baseball is really screwed up. I don't think people realize what this guy has done when it comes to evaluating talent. So now I'll get to my point. The Brewers, I mean, listen, I'm a season ticket holder, and I, you know, get upset with them because you live and die with each pitch with them. I mean, it's part of being part of a baseball team. But I don't see the Brewers losing this series. They're going to win in six. And the only thing that can really hurt them is if they start playing poor defense. They're hitting when they're supposed to be hitting. And their pitchers, the worst thing an opposite team can come up with is when pitchers are pitching and they know that they can't even be hit.
Can't do that. Can't do that. You want to drop language on the program, you're never going to be allowed back. Just an FYI. Let's go to Mark listening to us in Green Bay. Mark, he's not ready. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. Set everything else up. Here's my question, and it's simple as this. Why would you think the Brewers could win this series? Again, I had a bunch of friends and some people that I talked to over the last 24 hours, and they said, well, you know, it's not. I'm like, nope, they've been doing this all season long. They have the best record in the National League, fifth best record in all of baseball. Why would you believe that the Brewers can't win this series? 855-830-8648. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key. One line,
one more time. Thanks for the memory. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, 6 to 8, we're going to be talking some football out on the road. Moe's Irish Pub in Wauwatosa, 6 to 8 tomorrow night. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. The Bill Michaels Huddle's back out. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio is going to be there, and from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, the morning show co-host. Chuck Freeman is going to be joining us as well. We're looking forward to that tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night, Moe's Irish Pub in Wauwatosa, Highway 100 and Blue Mountain right there on the corner. And we hope to see you there as a face in the crowd, all brought to you by Bud Light. Talking Brewers baseball, and it's a simple question. I mean, what is your confidence level in the Milwaukee Brewers? I mean, I can ask it that way. But when I start getting people that are saying, well, you know, they can't, and I'm like, why? Why can't they? They've got what's considered to be the MVP in the National League. They've got one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, top to bottom, one of the best bullpen in baseball. And so why not? They've been doing it unconventionally all season long, and it's worked. What makes you think that all of a sudden the wheels just fall off? Where's the chink in the armor? The only thing this team doesn't do well consistently, and they didn't do it well all season long, is hit with runners in scoring position. That can be a nemesis, absolutely. The only thing, in my opinion, that cools this team off is just being cooled off by the wait. 4 days. 4 days for the wait to get back to playing baseball. It takes you out of your rhythm. You know, players, athletes, creatures of habit. This is what you do. You wake up, go eat, get to the ballpark. Even on an off day, you know, you take care of yourself, you play with the kids, say hi to the wife, and then the next day you're already preparing, you're back at it. This has been 4 days. Take a couple of days off, come in, just kind of keep yourself sharp if you can, you know, take some swings in the cage, you know, throw some long toss, you know, maybe work on a few things, grounders and such, but you're not in front of 40,000. You know, it's not competitive baseball. You're just trying to stay loose, you know, as they put it. Now, the Dodgers have one less day, but they're kind of doing the same thing. So maybe that cools them off. Or for some of the guys that have been struggling, you know, maybe that, you know, kind of gives them the rest and the jolt that they need. I mean, I don't know. But I think the only thing that could cool this team off would be the break. Other than that, I think this team is as competitive as anybody. And I'm thinking about this last night watching the Red Sox and the Yankees. Yankees committed some errors and had some of their own mistakes, cost them. You know, Red Sox are a good hitting baseball team, and they've got a pretty good staff. Bringing Sale in last night to bridge the gap to Kimbrel was fantastic. Sale was on the money. And he's going to add something when they do get, if they do get to a World Series. It's going to be competitive with the Houston Astros. But they've got a hell of a staff. That can cool you off, absolutely. But when I talk about the L.A. Dodgers, Brewers, I don't see any reason they can't beat them. 855-830-8648. Let's get back to the phone call. Scott, listening to us in Cudahy. Scott, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill.
What's up?
You know, the Brewers are making me a believer. I've been skeptical because, and it goes back, you want to know what the kink of the ever, it's the history. You know, they always have done good, and then all of a sudden they've fallen apart and they break your heart. The main thing that they've done this year is, like you said, they're leaving too many guys on base. They're not, you know, leaving too many guys in scoring position. They're not bringing the guys home. They have to, just like they're saying, like Council says, you have to take it one game at a time, one moment at a time. And if you do that, if you stay the course, you'll do fine. I mean, we've got an excellent pitching staff. I believe we're equal to what any of these guys are up there. And I don't listen to all the hype that goes on. That's just the way it is. It's just blackboard information to put down.
You mm-hmm.
go back in history. But what I'm saying is that the thing that can hurt them the most is they're not scoring enough runs. They're not putting these guys away, you know, until the end of the game. They're leaving too many guys on base. If they don't make mistakes like you said, we've got a chance. We can beat anybody. You know, we've got a chemistry that seems to be working. You know, the old adage, don't fix it if it isn't broke. So keep doing the same thing you're doing, but you know, maybe, you know, don't have the problem where you pressure. And that's the main thing, and they haven't done so far this year. They haven't pressured.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done that, and that's a good thing. And I says, as long as you guys keep doing the same thing you do, but, you know, see if you can maybe score a couple more runs and stuff. But if they can keep these guys intact, we've got a shot.
No, I agree. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mark listening to us in Brown Deer. Mark, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
My confidence level is at a 20. I've been watching these. My fiance and I have been going to a lot of games this season. These guys look great. I think they can not only beat anybody, I think we can go all the way. And I'd also like to say, in regards to the pitching with the Brewers staff and the bullpen, I don't know if you feel this way, but I was kind of thinking that the way that Council's been using the bullpen, it kind of reminds me of what Tommy Lasorda used to do back in the day. He would use his pitchers. He would use them in different configurations a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. So that's just my take.
All right.
Bill, have a great day.
All right. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. A lot of things to chat about. Let's go to Peter listening to us in Oregon. Peter, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's happening?
Hey, how are you doing? This is the first time I've ever called in any talk show.
Okay. Glad to have you.
I'm a little nervous, Bill, but, you know, the one thing about the Brewers Council being so innovative, and I think the baseball purists just hate that. You know, when you go from the norm of putting a starting pitcher in there, running them 5-6 innings, and then you put in all these relievers and, you know, guys like A-Rod, Colorado will definitely win the next two games. I wish they'd call him on that now. And the thing I love about Council and the innovation is also, I used to coach like Little League and Senior League teams. And, you know, you try to get, you know, you wanted to get everybody in the game. And the way Council does it is just amazing. You know, there's everybody on the bench is ready to play, and I think that's the great thing about the Brewers. And you don't see anybody complaining when he pulls the guy out the seventh inning and they put in a new shortstop or they put in the new right fielder for defense. He just keeps them all ready to play, and they're such a team. I give Council so much credit for that. No complaints from that, Bill. It's amazing. And I think he should get Manager of the Year with no doubt, and I think that they can do a wonderful job against the Dodgers. The key for me is they need to score first, like they say all season, so then they can get that bullpen in. If they don't score first, then it's tougher.
Right.
But how did I do for my first time?
No, you did great. Hey, you brought up some good points. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Don't be a stranger. Thanks so much, as always, for hanging out with
us. Now, is that the state of Oregon, or is that Oregon, Wisconsin? Got it. We have to find that out.
You'd have to call back and let us know.
The state of Oregon.
The state of Oregon.
Okay.
There you go.
Because you got
Oregon,
Wisconsin. He's
listening from far, far away.
Which is south of Madison. So.
Hey, if you are heading out to the ballpark on Friday night, I want to remind you, our friends over at Quick Trip, they keep telling us, remind the fans, everything for tailgates. Everything. They got steaks, they got brats, they got hot dogs, they got buns, they got chips, they have the condiments, they got your basic, I guess, adult beverages. They've even got some mixers for adult beverages. They have the lowest legal beer prices on 24 and 30 packs as well. If you're going to be doing some tailgating, and it's going to be cold, cold on Friday. I guess you're going to be waking up to about 40 degrees, and the actual term wind chill is now being used coming into this weekend. So after today, you better put a sock on it because it's going to get nippy. Going to get nippy. It's going to be warm inside Miller Park, but going to get nippy. So get yourself ready. If you're going to need all the things to make your tailgate perfect, stop into our friends at Quick Trip. They have everything. Just stop into your local Quick Trip. They can take care of you. When we come back, here's one terrific statistic. If the Brewers are going to jump out early and get that win on Friday, to kind of get off on the right foot, and they're going to need it. I'll tell you why. Coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Clowns to the left, jokers to the right, counting on the rest of us to come and take a bite. But I'll wait it out, call it superstition. I'll be fine for now, just reminiscing, cause I'm all out of time.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hey, I want to remind you, coming up on Monday, for those that have asked, yes, we have the Lodge Kohler kickoff from 6 to 7. I'm not kidding. I know the Packers play on Monday night, but we have the Lodge Kohler kickoff from 6 to 7. We are going to be at Lodge Kohler in Green Bay, so if you're heading to the game, you want to come by and see the show, by all means do so. 6 to 7 coming up on Monday night, but we're going to be downstairs, not at Tavern in the Sky. We're going to be at the Leaps and Bounds downstairs. So come on over, say hello. And get your pregame fix on. Come on, we're going to have a good time coming up on Monday night. It's the Lodge Kohler kickoff, and we're really, really, really looking forward to it. Then going to head over to the game, and then after the game, immediately following Green Bay and San Francisco, we are going to have the Green and Gold postgame show over at Hinterland. So come on by Hinterland and say hello. So if you don't see us before, come and see us after. Plenty of ways to keep in touch when you're going to Green Bay. All right, here's one thing. If you are a Brewers fan, and I think we all can concede, you need to get off to a fast start. You need to get a win. Get off on the right foot, okay? You don't want to lose the first two and have to go out and win three in a row out in L.A. It's just a tough task, all right? Here's something to think about. The Brewers, offensively speaking, are ranked 10th best in the league. 10th best in the league on Fridays. The Dodgers, 28th. For some whatever reason, the Dodgers don't play well on Friday nights. The Brewers hitting 261 as a team on Friday nights. The Dodgers, 233. So I thought, well, I'll take it a step further. Let's see what the Brewers are hitting on Saturday. Saturday day games, the Brewers are ranked 19th. The Dodgers ranked 10th, batting 250. The Brewers batting 238. So, if things historically hold true, the Brewers need to get game one. But the odds are that, offensively speaking, they would get game one. So, going into Friday night, feel a little more optimistic, a little more confident. The Brewers on the season, hitting with runners in scoring position, They were ranked 21st. They hit 246 with runners in scoring position. The Dodgers were ranked 13th. They hit 253 with runners in scoring position. But the Brewers, leading all postseason teams, hitting with runners in scoring position right now. So, who knows? That's what I'm saying. The only thing to cool this team off might be the weight. Speaking of talking about this team, coming up a little bit later on, third base coach Ed Cedar is going to join us just after the top of the hour. And then we're also going to talk with Jeremy Jeffress, Milwaukee Brewers relief pitcher. He's going to be here in about an hour and a half from right now. So stay tuned for that. But Ed Cedar, and we're going to talk some baseball with Eddie, but I got to ask him if his wife's going to make any more of that pumpkin roll with that cream cheese in it, because that was just flat out fantastic. She can drop some of that off on the way down to the ballpark if she wants to. Let's get back to it. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing, man? What's happening?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for taking the call. It's a little rainy out here right now.
It sucks out, no doubt. But it's going to get really cold over the weekend, so we got that to look forward to.
Yeah, but it's really nice inside of Miller Park.
Yes, it is.
Because we got a dome.
Yes, it is.
So right now, this is the way I feel. I don't want to overthink anything with this. I just want to enjoy the ride. I don't want to think of 82 or 2007 or 2011. None of that. You know, you can make a goofy stat for, you know, to make your argument either way on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not even going to go that route. I just want to enjoy it, you know, and I hope the Brewers enjoy the ride, you know, along the way as well. Have fun, because that's what's got them, you know, in my opinion, to where they're at. They're a family. They're enjoying the ride. And they're having fun, man.
Yep.
And if they continue to do that, I think that's going to put them over the top. That's all I got.
All right, buddy. You the man. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Steven listening to us in Tosa. Steven, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's happening?
Hey, Una, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Hey, I agree with you. The one thing that bugs me is the weight, and then I'm just curious what you think. Jeremy Jeffress, he just seems to be a little bit off. You know, in the two of the three outings that he had, he just wasn't his usual self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to see him, you know, back to his lights out ways before. I don't know if it's the pressure or what. Heck, maybe you can ask him later.
We're going to ask him. I want to ask him. Jeremy, stop. Going to ask him.
Yeah, because between that and the weight, those are the two things that I think could stop him. Other than that, I see him going all the way.
I'm crossing my fingers and praying you're right. Appreciate it, Steven. Let's go to Quay on the north side. Quay, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Glad to have you.
Man, this is what I think. The Brewers has got four days off. I think they cold. But what sticks out now is once the Dodgers called them out, I think that everything is out the window now. Now, if I was the head coach, I would play that in the exercise room, in the gym room. I would let that team know, by you calling me out, I got to beat you now. Because now it's a ball game. And I really do believe that the Brewers is going to win now just because the Dodgers did that. Remember when the Brewers did that?
Yep.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
So now,
2009,
now,
yeah.
The big topic is now, you should have not woke up a sleeping giant. They was never sleep. And I think they was sleep off the four games. But by you calling them out, we ready to see them. Because I'm ready to play now. Because we all hungry. And the Brewers better be ready because we all got their back. I hope they listening because we all ready for this.
I am hoping, Quay, that appreciate the phone call, buddy. I am hoping that fans take it upon themselves to have the same feeling and emotion that you do. That's what called fandemonium is all about. Take it personally. Somebody's insulting your team, your city. You know, Yasiel Puig seems to overlook the Milwaukee Brewers. Going back to what you said about playing, and now again, it's a team sport played by individual moments. Because it's batter against pitcher, not batter against everybody else. But if I'm Craig Counsell or David Stearns, and yesterday they had that workout, right? okay? They're down there. They're working out at the ballpark. Dodgers probably aren't there yet. When they first come out on the field, they got their music cranking, probably have the scoreboard going with some things that they're doing graphics-wise. I kind of slow the roll on the music, fade it out, and then I put that video up of Yasiel Puig. There you go. Just play it. Everybody stops. They take a look. You start to see some heads nodding, you know. Just fade it out. Go back up. Play the music. Just like Radio Joe did right there as the executive producer of this program on Q. Brings the music in. Just go back to playing the music and every now and then fade it out and play it again. Just remind you, this is a business. Enjoy being here, but there's more work to do. Stay tuned. Brewers third base coach Ed Cedar is going to join us. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Milwaukee, we're going to be Milwaukee 2-4 games, and the World Series again.
Team stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.